Daredevil of the Sky. Silas Christopherson introduced the West to aviation. He was a daredevil of the sky. He established a world distance record, flying 302 miles between San Francisco and Los Angeles, and the world altitude record with a 14,500-foot flight over Mount Whitney. But Silas is best known for his death-defying stunt, attempting to fly off the roof of the Multnomah Hotel during the 1912 Portland Rose Festival. Asked why he was willing to attempt such a feat, Silas replied,
"I will be the first in the history of aviation. It was only 9 years ago that the Wright brothers first flew. I am not unaware of the danger, but I have every confidence in myself."
The airplane, patterned after the Curtiss pusher with an engine and propeller mounted behind the pilot, was dismantled and hauled up the outside of the hotel with ropes. It was reassembled at one end of a platform built on the roof. June 11, 1912, dawned gray and drizzly. A crowd of 50,000 spectators jammed downtown streets. Some leaned precariously from windows or hung from fire escapes, craning their necks to catch a glimpse as Silas settled himself at the controls of his airplane. He nodded his head, the propeller was spun, and the motor roared to life. Silas released the brake, and the flimsy kite-like craft shot down the runway. The plane was at the edge of the roof, where either a flight or a fatality had to occur. The crowd gave a collective gasp and then wildly cheered for the daredevil. Silas disappeared into the clouds. He flew over the Columbia River, and 12 minutes later, he touched down on the polo grounds at the Vancouver Army Barracks.